Hayim Yem Gimel Nisim, Shiuri Adeni Ovi Meiri V'Rabi, from the Shiurim of my father, the Rebbe Rashab, that I used to learn on a regular basis, B'chol Yem Pashas Chumash in Pirush Rashi. Every day he would learn a Pasha Chumash with Rashi, of course, according to the portion of the week. Amiris Tanakh Baal Peh, he would say Tanakh by heart, Kapitel Echad Mitera V'chein Miksuvim. It would include also a capital of Teira, besides of the Chumash he learned earlier, and also from the scriptures, from Ksuvim. Perik Echad Mishnayas, he would learn a Perik Mishnayas. Shir Gemara Liyune Beis Dafim Shavua. He had a regular session to learn Gemara in depth, 2 folio pages a week. Shir Limigras Gimel Dafim Liyem. Learning in a form of review, rapid study, was 3 blot a day. Shir Birushalmi. He also had a shir in learning Talmud Yerushalmi. Gam Shir Loi B'Cholyem B'Poskim. He also had a shir, but not necessarily every day. In Poskim, in Halacha and Halachic authorities. B'Meshech Hashono Messiah Kol HaMedrash Rabba. In the course of a year, he would conclude the entire Medrash Rabba. Lova B'Sidr Saruches. He would borrow time in weeks in which the text of the Medrash was extensive. Upereh B'Ktzareis. And he would repay in the weeks when the text was shorter. So I guess this is the day after Beis Nissen, and we are continuing to learn about the Rebbe Rashab. So we have the list of the Shiurim, which obviously are only in Nigleh. So I will just add some additional details in the source where the Rebbe writes that the Rebbe Rashab would learn Mishnayis Baal Peh, but at times his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, would actually hold a Mishnayis and follow him saying it by heart. In addition to learning Chumash with Rashi, he also learned every year, he would learn another Mefeirish, sometimes the Ponim Yofes, sometimes the Evan Ezra, and others. For 1.25 hours every day, he would take a stroll amongst the Sforim and pick a Sefer and learn it. And sometimes he had a note, and based on that note, he would pick a Sefer. He also used to say Zayah. Also, from Parshas Vayikra until the end of the year, before Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday, he would say Shir HaShirim with a special tune. In the summer weeks, he would learn Pirkei Avos, 2 or 3 Mishnas a week, and he would finish it over the summer. Now, there's an interesting description of the schedule. When the Rebbe would do it, or at least part of it, the Rebbe would put Rashi's tefillin, and he would daven, the whole davening kol after Aleinu, remove the shalrosh of Rashi and replace it with the shalrosh of Shemusha Rabbah. He would lay in Krishna and learn 1 Perek Mishnayis. He would remove the Rashi and the Shemusha Rabbah. He would put on Rabbeinu Tams, say Shema and Vaidaber. Then he would say the Tilim according to the days of the month. And then he would learn Gemara 1 blot according to the order of Shas. Then he would remove the shalrosh of Rabbeinu Tams, replace it with the Shalrosh of Ravid, laying Krishma, and then he would learn Yerushalmi. But it wasn't a steady, organized fashion. And then he would learn 3 blot Gemara that he learned in overview, in a rapid manner, after Shachris, 1 blot, and 1 after Minche, and 1 after Maidiv. Mishnayis he would learn only in the morning. And then he would say a Perek, 1 kapitel of Teira, 1 kapitel of Neviim, and 1 kapitel of Ksuvim. And the Tanakh was open, but he said it by heart. So perhaps the last point is simply to explain how he said Teira Shebiksav, the written Teira you're not supposed to say by heart. So he had the Sefer open in front of him.